Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Of course, Grant is here, and this look at the 7-day forecast brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. I took the kids up to Strawberry yesterday just to get out of the muck and haze of the valley. Man, is it beautiful up there.
I know. Did the same. We went skiing at Solitude yesterday. Nice and bright, all that blue sky. There was sunshine there. Of course, you just had to get high up to find it, right?
Yeah, but boy, and the snow totals. The snow along Highway 40, as you make that turn to go towards Strawberry Bay Marina, is up above.
It's amazing, isn't it?
The fence line.
Almost twice as much as normal for this time of year.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And unfortunately, we can blame a lot on the temperature inversion, guys. It kept us in the clouds throughout the weekend. We were hoping for more sun. Did not happen. Looks like more of the same today, the low clouds. And actually, light snow that's been coming out of those low clouds. We're up to 27 for today. Tomorrow, more low clouds again, 20s. And again, Wednesday, cloudy skies expected with the temperature inversion taking hold. Temps in the 20s. We do have a storm system that should help to clean the air. Thursday, rain and snow showers. Temperatures topping out around 30 degrees, 35 on Friday, mostly cloudy skies. More snow in the works for Saturday. And Sunday, partly cloudy, 32.
So this, what I saw is a dusting of snow.
Yes.
Is that actually snow?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's snow, but it's not caused by a major storm. What it's literally the low clouds that are hanging over the Salt Lake Valley. The temperature inversion is bringing us those clouds. The snow is coming out of those clouds as they rise up a little bit. So it's snow, basically due to the inversion. Still slick out there, right? And the air quality still poor, unfortunately. So we can really blame a lot on the temperature inversion with our weather today, tomorrow, and the next day.
One of the changes I noticed, though, are the expectations for lows, because we've been talking about teens for most of this week, but now we're in the 20s?
Well, yeah, the clouds in the morning will generally make things not as cold. So we tend to just kind of hover in the 20s like we're doing today. We don't see big variances in the temperature, but it doesn't get very warm, doesn't get very cold either.
Yeah.
All right.
It's zero, by the way, in Logan, or as Ron White likes to say on his stand-up routine, it doesn't appear that Logan has a temperature.
Yeah, that is the case again this morning. Very cool.
Which
for
makes
them.
Us feel like a heat wave at 25 degrees.
Yeah, exactly.